Today, a think tank issued a wake-up call about growing militarization of the Arctic. The Center for Climate and Energy Solutions released a report on the security implications of an Arctic Ocean with less sea ice. The report documents a dramatic increase in policy actions by Arctic nations, many of them military. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
In a way, it really started getting serious 5 years ago in 2007. That was the year a Russian submarine put a small flag on the ocean floor at the North Pole. It was also the summer when the sea ice melted back farther than anyone had ever seen it before. This began a flurry of diplomatic actions, but also, says Center for Climate and Energy Solutions senior scientist Jay Gulledge, the beginnings of a military buildup.
For the moment, the prevailing conditions in terms of the announcements that the countries have made and the actions they've taken are very cooperative. That really is the prevalent theme right now, and that's encouraging. However, what's going on in a layer below that is that almost all of the Arctic countries are building modern military capabilities to operate in the Arctic that go far beyond just being able to police their local waters.
The report runs down those actions country by country. The eight Arctic nations, but also the European Union, China, Japan, and others. Most of it's been reported before, but when it's all added up, it's impressive. Russia put warships back in the Arctic Ocean in 2008. Denmark has been beefing up its navy with ice-capable vessels. Canada is building a deep-water port on Baffin Island and installing equipment to monitor all traffic through the Northwest Passage. Gulledge says it's time the eight Arctic nations had a place to talk about all this, and the best place for that is the already existing Arctic Council.
Basically, we're getting down to where it's time we've got to put really strong multilateral diplomatic tools in place to deal with these emerging militaries in the Arctic. And the Arctic Council has a ban on discussing military security issues, but it's the strongest and only full multilateral mechanism we have for dealing with the Arctic as a region. All of the Arctic countries are a member. It's a well-respected organization. And we, in our report, say that it's time for the Arctic Council to drop its ban so that they can talk about military issues.
The United States is behind the other Arctic nations in many areas. It shut down the ADAC naval base years ago, and it has just one functioning icebreaker. But last year, for the first time, a U.S. Secretary of State attended an Arctic Council meeting, and the Coast Guard began actively looking at sites for an Arctic deepwater port. And, of course, Shell Oil is ready to deploy an armada of drillships and support vessels to explore its Alaska offshore lease sites in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Yesterday, Deputy Interior Secretary David Hayes and Arctic Research Commission Chairwoman Fran Ulmer led a workshop to encourage better communication between government managers and scientists about Arctic energy activities. Hayes says that communication has often been lacking.
Frankly, there's been a disconnect to some extent between the scientific community and the policymaking community. How can we make sure that the science that we're putting out there for Alaska and the Arctic in particular is answering questions that will help decision makers make good decisions?
Hayes is not ready to say what the final decision is going to be about Shell's drilling permits this summer, but he says he wants to make sure those who make the decision can get at all the science they need.
We're having a terrifically robust discussion with both communities. We're together more than we ever have been, and it's actually very exciting because everyone wants us, all of us, to make the right decisions, and an informed decision is going to be a better decision.
Hayes said the workshop included staffers from Governor Sean Parnell's office and Native organizations. The administration could issue more policy announcements on the Arctic tomorrow, when top State Department and Navy officials give speeches to the American Geophysical Union. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.